The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Is it a surprise that Patrick Beverley's name is being mentioned in trade talks?
God, no.
That's the one of the very few movable assets that the Rockets have.
How valuable is he, though?
Not that.
What you hope for is that you get better than the Spurs, and then Kevin Durant's knee explodes or something.
If Kevin Durant gets hurt, I still think the Warriors are better.
And that's the thing. You're hoping to get a chance to... Maybe you can beat him. Obviously, if Jimmy Butler is getting moved, if Paul George is getting moved, of course you're interested. What do you trade? I mean, okay, so Patrick Beverley. Okay, that's cute.
Didn't they just sign James Harden to an extension last summer? Why? But I've been saying if James Harden is your best player, you're not going to win a title. And the clock just got extended, it looks like. Sorry, Rockets fan. Might be a while.
I don't have any problem with them extending him. The problem is you need to find a player who's better than him to put with him. The way the cap is set up now, you can go pay another guy max money. Realistically, I don't know who that guy is.
Well, apparently it's Paul George and Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. There you are, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow, with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and if you miss the first 2 hours, pretty basketball heavy. Got a few other sportsy and stuff things in there, but kind of basketball-y. Got some Astros in. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. It's been, now that I think about it, it's been super sports heavy.
So, do we want to continue that or not?
No, let's get off
the sports. Yeah, because I do want to respond to this because we're getting this a lot right now. But sports, John, will the antenna thing get resolved, or is it a long story? My data plan sucks, so the app is a no-go, Brother Bear. It is a long story, but...
It's getting worked on, and it should be solved soon.
And long-term, it might actually be much better for everybody. Maybe. We shall see.
I've got an airline issue story.
Yeah?
Yep. Air Canada story.
Oh, geez, no way.
You like those Air Canada, right?
Well, I'm flying WestJet.
WestJet, that's what
you
like.
Yeah, WestJet's my jam.
An Alberta woman says a return flight from Nova Scotia to Calgary last month went wrong after her granddaughter was prevented from using the closest washroom, leading the toddler to wet herself and sit in her own urine for about 3 hours.
She didn't have a diaper?
She's not a diaper wearer. She's a kid that normally uses the potty.
Okay.
Now here's where the thing gets iffy, and I sort of side the flight attendants on this. They would not let her use the first class bathroom. And they said it doesn't matter. You cannot come up here to use the restroom. She said, "Well, the cart is blocking the path to the other one." They said, "Well, you're going to have to wait. You cannot use the first class restroom." I kind of feel like that's the right thing, because if I paid, you know, the extra money, I don't want to have to wait to use the restroom while some snotty little girl is in there peeing. I paid big dough so I can use this restroom and share it with only like 8 other people. Not all the pores back in coach. So who's in the right here, Fred?
Well,
a little girl did pee her pants.
Well, I would just have said, I mean, what they could have done is ask them to let her go around the cart because she's a little kid. But I'm going to side with the airline here. First class restroom is for first class passengers, unless it's an emergency, and it doesn't sound like they indicated that it was an emergency. That she's going to pee all over herself if we don't do something right now.
Once back in Calgary, Osman said Air Canada offered her a 25% discount off her next flight, a $200 voucher, and some toys for Ruby.
Seems fair.
It seems pretty nice.
I just go clean her up in the bathroom.
The lady says that she's looking for a full refund, and she'd like to hear from the flight attendant directly. I'd like her to have to call and apologize, and maybe she'll think twice about how she acts in the future. It was a very unpleasant flight for us. Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just this is the entitlement thing where I can't if you're not supposed to use something, or if you're let's say you're in a club and there's a restroom in the VIP section, and there's a long line at the regular entrance to the restroom. You can't just like go under the rope and say, "Hey, I'm just going to use the restroom and I'll be right out." That's not how it works in this world. If you pay to have, I mean, if you wanted to pay to upgrade your ticket, hey, you would have had access to that restroom. That's the way it works. I think I'm siding with the airline.
Yeah, here. I think I'm Team Air Canada here.
So,
mainly because now it also depends on the flight. Like when we were on that one back from Calgary, and there were like 9 people on the plane, and there were 3 of us in first class, I'd have been okay with the girl going to that front bathroom because
not me.
Well,
pay big bucks for that seat. I'm not sharing.
Yeah, but how often are the 3 of us in first class using that bathroom? So,
well, what if you wanted to have sex there?
No, there's not enough room.
Okay.
Yeah, you've gotten in those bathrooms. There's not enough room in there for more than one person.
The first class bathroom isn't luxurious?
No, it's the same as the one in the back.
Oh, I figured it had a shower and a sauna and
No, it's just a
pedicure station.
Nope, nothing. Nothing.
What a bummer.
Sex robot, none of that. Mm. But no, the only real difference is you get plenty of leg room, free alcohol, and a free meal. That's pretty much it. And the hot towel.
Oh, that's nice.
Don't forget the hot towel.
That's right.
That's always good. And they basically drop everything, no matter what, if you motion them to come over.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what's going on in second class. They'll come right over to you immediately. That's why it's worth, to be fair now, most of the times that I've been upgrading lately, it hasn't been that much money.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, it cost me $80 to upgrade on the Calgary flight.
Yeah.
Which $80 a person.
That's not bad.
Well worth. And we were already paying pretty cheap rate. So A32 asked, what if it was your kid? Well, I would make sure that if my kid needed to go.
Yeah. I would go before I got on the plane with a kid.
Yeah. Kids get a pass. Move the cart or let the kid go in the bathroom. Are we really comparing kids to club goers?
Moving the cart is one thing.
Yeah.
But you don't get access to a bathroom you didn't pay for. I don't care if you're a kid or not.
And kids don't get a pass.
No.
That's
the parent's fault.
Yeah.
The parent needs to make sure that kid has an empty bladder before they get on the plane. I love how people who do stupid things as parents say, yeah, but it's just a kid. No. It's your responsibility. You're responsible for that kid. So make sure that they've cleared that thing before you get on an airplane, where it's not always easy to go to the bathroom.
Or after that, once you're on the plane, as soon as the seatbelt light comes off, take the kid to the bathroom whether they need to go or not, which is what I've done with my kids.
What if Fred would have been in that first class bathroom pooping and the door would have been locked anyway and she still would have wet her pants? Whose fault would that be? Fred's? No. Fred paid extra money to poop in peace.
See, you had to do that, didn't you? You just had to.
That's what this little girl said. She's like, I feel it. I feel it, Grandma.
A32 says, wow, I can't believe you're siding with the airlines. I can definitely tell you don't have kids.
No.
Yeah, we do. And I used to fly with my kids.
Both have them.
And I also, the one thing I tried to do on a plane with my kids is make sure they weren't crawling all over the aisles and bothering people, too. And I flew with them when they were little. So,
yeah, like I said, people who their kids, they think their kids should be able to do anything because they're kids. No, that's bad parenting.
I'm with
you
on that.
Parents' responsibility.
Yeah, raise your game, parents.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Oscar says,
I can't believe you're not going to let me get away with being a lazy parent and just telling my kid to go pee when she wants to, wherever she wants to.
Yeah, we can't get in the bag, so we got to get in first class. Now we waited too long.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wah.
Oscar says,
sit in your pee, kid.
Oscar says, it's actually security reasons why coach passengers can't use the first class restroom. I know you're not supposed to congregate up there.
Security, because you don't want the poor congregating with the riches.
So I'm not saying they had to let her go to the first class bathroom. I'm just saying they need to make the coach bathrooms. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That part of it.
But that's not what she's saying.
Yeah.
She's saying that she was insisting on using that first class bathroom.
Because the cart was in the way. Instead of, right. Hey. Now, and I've seen them move the cart for people before who were desperate.
They do it. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Or you climb over.
Well, you're not going to have a kid climbing over the cart. That's not healthy. Especially
no, I'm talking about over the seats. I mean, you think all those seats are full on a flight from Nova Scotia? I doubt it.
Depends. But, yeah, I would have definitely gone to the back and said, hey, this is an emergency. Can you please move the cart?
Yeah. Or, hey, can I get a bottle to pee in?
No, you're not peeing in a bottle on an airplane. That's gross enough.
Oh, it's a little
gross. As someone who sat next to Vomit Central, you're going to let that happen? Come on.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to hold it until you vomit and then pass out and vomit into your own mouth like a fountain.
For what I said, I would have laughed at my son and used it as a teaching moment.
Well, that's a good parent. That's an old school move.
Quick break.
Aha, you peed your pants, dummy. Don't let that happen again.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Brother Bear says these are the same parents who think it's okay for their kid to press all the buttons on an elevator inside a busy professional building. And then they say, sorry, he's a kid. That drives me nuts. So...
But he's just a kid.
Or you take him to the racetrack and you let him run around all over the place, getting in people's way and stuff, and you don't ever, or take him anywhere for that matter, and don't bother trying to say, hey, And here's a good one from 832. If you're flying with a kid that's still the age of pissing themselves, why wouldn't they be wearing a pull-up in the first place?
Good call.
That's another thing. I would just, even if like, okay, yeah, I know you guys are done with diapers, but if you're going to have to pee every few minutes, we're going to have one just in case there's an accident. Then you can go change it yourself by now. You've learned. Yeah, I'm pro airline on this one.
Yep. It's not a popular position. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay.
Not here about baby and kids. And you try to teach them right. You try to do the right thing. But some of that's on you as a parent, I think, especially at that age. Because the kids don't know any better. Somebody says, I hate listening to sports radio guys that don't care about a sport they are discussing. Mike Golick talking about the Cavs is such a hard listen. Do you guys struggle with this on any particular sport, i.e. soccer?
Yeah, but we just don't really talk about soccer because neither of us care about it.
I care at times. I care when we're coming up on the World Cup. I care about the national team games, but not enough to get into it.
And I know that there's like, you know, it's a popular game. I get it. And...
That's why we have Glenn Davis on occasionally to talk about it.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't. I don't ever. I don't feel the need to talk about it because I can't talk about it smartly. I can't. I'm not going to pretend. That's just not what I do.
But, I mean, there's not any of them I don't like. Now, okay, WNBA.
Oh yeah, that's a stupid
game. Don't like that. Would never talk about that. Women's college basketball, things like that. But most of them, I enjoy, if I'm talking about them, I've enjoyed something about it. Like if I watch a soccer game that I really enjoyed. So, 832 equivalent, someone letting their dog crap in your yard and say, sorry, just how dogs
are. It's just a dog, yeah.
So he says, airline lady looking for 15 minutes so she can get something free. Probably.
That'll probably work.
G said, just tuned in. Have you guys touched on any of the NBA rumors? First 2 hours of the show, that's all we did.
All we talked
so
was
go
NBA.
Back and catch the podcast. Somebody asked, how often do you fly first class? I do it whenever.
He does it all the time.
Anything that's not work-related, unless it's a short flight, I spend the extra money because it's worth it. Especially if I'm going to be on a 4-hour flight. It's like this one we're taking. Yeah, the 4-hour part of it to Calgary, I'm doing first class. The 45-minute flight to Saskatoon, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because that's not worth it. But I mean, it's just worth the extra money for me to avoid all the hassles. So anytime I fly privately, I try to. And somebody was mentioning here earlier that Brett said, as a former frequent flyer, most of us slubs in first class got upgraded because of our status. And that was what, when I was traveling for work all those years, it was almost an instant upgrade because, well, it was Continental, too. It wasn't United at the time. But I flew so damn much that you just walk up and for work and they just say, would you like to be upgraded? I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. But I never actually started paying for it until recently. It's worth it. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. There have been plenty of meals that we've had to cut short. Kids are kids, but there are limits on everything.
Yep.
Well, and that's the thing. You have to at some point, and I had this with my kids one time where they started going nuts in a restaurant and we didn't even get to our food. I said, that's it. We're going home because you're bothering everybody else here. And of course they screamed even more because they didn't get to eat. I was pissed because I'd had a half a margarita left, but the reality is, yeah, it was a problem. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And Double Down says, I like the ad calling Ghana Mexico's African rival. That only makes sense in soccer.
Well, I think everyone knows that they're the true Mexican-African rival.
Yeah,
I've always said blacks and Mexicans, they never get along. Mm-hmm. And the drama runs deep. It runs from Mexico to Ghana.
This one's for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, too. Once, if you're over 6'2", first class or exit rows, I agree. And I am over 6'2". So I was thinking about other movies that would be so much better stoned. The Fifth Element.
Yeah, I don't like that movie sober.
But I bet if you got stoned, suddenly that blue chick makes more sense. Suddenly those little creatures, you're kind of looking at them going, whoa, look at that little dude. That, you know what? That might be a must. I may have to do that, well, when I get back. Watch The Fifth Element stoned. I found this thing, and it was way overdone because they were ranking, because I don't know why I was watching Suicide Squad stoned. That's why I think it's better. I enjoyed it so much more. And it ranked the best Batmans. And they went through everything, which included like the cartoon voices.
Right.
Not best Batmans, best Jokers. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
And I don't really care about the cartoon ones. I don't think those count. You can't really capture the Joker in a cartoon, in my opinion. But that's okay.
Mark Hamill does a great, very, very great Joker.
All right, Joker. Well, I want to see if you can guess this top five list, because I know you know all those.
I don't know all of them, but okay. I would have to say Hamill and Heath Ledger would be one or two, right?
Ledger is number one.
And, yes. He's got to be number one.
And there's no debating that. If you try to debate that with me, I'm going to laugh in your face.
It's a foolish argument otherwise.
Yeah. I'll just throw my Academy Award in your face and drop the mic. See if you guys can guess.
Is it Cesar Romero from the TV show?
Cesar Romero is number two on the list.
Really?
He's good.
And here's what it says. Outside of the original comic books, Romero really invented the template, the maniacal cackle, the blissed out revenge, because he got there first. And if you consider it was all part of a high camp ABC TV series that debuted 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
It's easy to feel a touch of awe for how radical and unhinged and gleefully out there Romero's Joker really was. The actor was nearly 60 when he took on the role, but with eyes just about popping out of his head, he gave the Joker an operatic pizzazz, rolling his R's like the Hollywood Latin lover he once was, speaking in a voice as high-pitched or maybe just high on hysteria as his deranged laughter. He set the standard for every Joker to come. So they have him too.
He's good.
And we know Heath Ledger's one. We guess the other three.
I'm going to go Jack next.
Jack was number three.
Who wrote this, by the way?
Variety.
Okay.
Which, you know, that.
I feel like they did this a while back.
They did. Oh, okay. I found another one and I wanted to go back and find a shorter one. So, I'll give this tip of the cap to Jong because Mark Hamill's Batman, number four.
Okay.
In the animated series.
He has a very good laugh.
Okay.
Some people know him for more for the Joker than Luke Skywalker.
Actually, this isn't that old because number five, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto's not a good Batman or not a good Joker. He's horrible.
I didn't hate him as much as you did.
I thought he was corny and stupid.
Okay. But his steely yet rev performance is just getting started when he's relegated to the sidelines, which he complained about.
That's what he gets. Complaining. You ain't the star. Batman's the star.
Well, no, in this case, it was really Harley Quinn was the star.
Harley Quinn's the star, yeah. And Will Smith was really good in that movie, too.
Will Smith, I think, was the best part. Will Smith and Harley Quinn were the best part of that movie. I kind of like Katana, too, just because she was hot. But
I don't like the Joker, and I don't like the...
The Australian guy?
No, the Killer Croc that has to, for some reason, is like every black stereotype, even though he's a crocodile. I don't...
Well, the entire movie was like a stereotype. That guy with the boomerang, the Aussie.
Yeah,
that was bad.
Yeah.
The Hispanic, that was bad.
But B-E-T. Like, come on, really?
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Could have just said DirecTV and been fine, although I'm sure BET paid a bunch of money for him to say that.
All right. I got to tell you guys about my computer career. Listen, if you've ever thought that, you know, you'd like to have a second chance and you'd like to get into computers, it's not too late, guys. You don't need a math, you don't need a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Unbelievable. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Those of you who never came home, whose names are...
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. A couple follow-ups. Chris Whitmire says Jack is the number two Joker. That's how I would have started off. So I would have had Nicholson number two. But they make a pretty compelling case for Romero.
He's good, man. I like that Joker.
Yeah. And 979 says Fifth Element plus THC equals enlightenment. So
that's... I'm against that. I'm against THC. I'm against it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I've told my stories about, you know, synthetic stuff.
Well,
I mean, THC is it's a natural pot,
right,
too.
Right. It's in both. So
you need the THC. Just synthetic THC you're against.
Yes. Right. No, I don't do any of the synthetic stuff. I only, you know. Are the laws for synthetic different than they are now here? Because I really don't know. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776.
I've got a couple stories that are...
Yeah? Well, story away, sir.
One has a man capturing video in California at a Food for Less.
Okay.
Where a man captured what appears to be a number of mice running through crates of tomatoes.
Food for Less, greater than or less than Fiesta?
At this point, I'm going to go less than.
Okay.
They've got rats running around in their tomatoes.
Or mice.
Whatever. Lee Yim shared cell phone footage of at least one rodent peeking its head through a bunch of tomatoes. He said he made the discovery Sunday night when he reached out to pick a tomato for dinner. Pick the tomatoes, and all of a sudden you see a big old rat just run across, Yim said. I won't buy any more tomatoes here. How about this? don't shop there anymore, period. Like, if you were at your local grocer and you found a bunch of rats in the tomatoes, would you just say, huh, I'm never buying the tomatoes here? Or would you just say, I'm not going to eat here anymore. I'm not going to shop here anymore.
Yeah, I'll go to Food for More.
Yeah.
I'll go to the competitor.
I'll pay a little bit more for rat-free food.
Yeah. Interesting.
And the managers, of course, refuse to speak with the news about it. They don't want to talk about it.
Right.
They weren't rats, they were mice.
That's our official stance.
We've got to, people got to learn. And this is the problem now. As generations get younger, would you say like a crime like carjacking, that's more of a young man's crime than an older man's crime, right?
Yeah, I think once you get over 40, you're not allowed to carjack.
Well,
or even 30, really.
That's what I would think, but this guy was 41. But I think this is going to really put a halt to it in the long run anyway. A carjacker had a major fail because when he pulled a 47-year-old woman out of her car, he jumped into the driver's seat and attempted to drive the car. However, he was unable to drive because it was a manual transmission. With no hope of successfully taking the vehicle, he reached into the footwell and grabbed the woman's purse before taking off. About 9 p.m. on Monday, detectives were contacted by police from Sydney CBD telling them they'd arrested a 41-year-old man on unrelated matters. While searching him, they allegedly located the woman's purse containing her credit cards and ID. The man was charged with robbery and assault with intent to take/drive a vehicle. His bail was refused. So if you're going to be a carjacker and you're going to steal a really nice car, make sure you know how to drive a manual. That's pretty important.
That's kind of part of your gig, right? If you're going to be a carjacker.
Like, you would think you're going to be some kind of a good driver, like a getaway driver.
Theoretically, yeah. So.
That's a fail.
Yeah, that is a fail. Let's grab Coach Cortez. He has a rat in the store story for us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, sports, man.
Listen, I was listening to your story about the rat, and I wanted to call in when it happened to me, but then I just forgot. But I was shopping in a local warehouse store, one of those big bulk stores here in Houston, and my wife loved the store, but we were walking down the aisle, and a giant rat just flew right across our cart, and I kind of, like, jumped up in the cart, and, you know, I screamed a little bit, but then anyway, I saw it again. And I even told the people that worked there about it, and they were like, yeah, we know about it. We're kind of keeping it under wraps. We had a pest control here. It's been here for about a week. We can't seem to get rid of it. But I just want to let y'all know about that.
Super rat.
Ugh.
That's no fun. Oh, yeah, we know about it. We're trying to fix it.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Yeah.
If that happens, I'm just not. Like, if you see a rat in a restaurant, are you going to, I mean, are you going to just not eat what you ordered that night again, or are you just never going to go back to that restaurant?
Both.
Yeah, I'm just not going to go back.
Yeah, if I see a rat in your restaurant, I don't care how much I love your restaurant, I'm not eating there. Not just a rat. I mean, if I see mice.
Yeah, that's it. Cockroaches?
Cockroaches. There was a restaurant near the Chronicle when I used to go to lunch to every day, Mexican restaurant. And one day they brought out some fajitas and there were roaches all over it. Never went back. That was it. Got my money back. And they kept offering me free meals to come back. And I'm like, no, well, I don't want to eat roaches for free. It's never happening. It was gross too, man. And I had like three people with me and one of the girls threw up when she saw it. I didn't blame her. But then that almost made me throw up because I'm fine unless somebody else throws up. That always gets me. Yeah. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN 832. What if the rat makes excellent ratatouille? What? I don't even
ratatouille.
Know.
Ratatouille.
Yeah. No, I've seen the movie. I've seen the movie. It's animated. It's not true. They can't do that.
Shame.
It's impossible. I don't even want to do any sports here, but I found this article that has like all the top prospects that are available in trades, but they say here's the top Major League Baseball trade assets who should be untouchable. Guess who they have on their list of who should be untouchable?
Who?
Francis Martez.
Okay.
Here's what they have to say, and I'm kind of like, whatever. Apparently, the original deal that Jose Quintana deal in the offseason, the White Sox asked for Martez and Kyle Tucker and Musgrove. That might be a little high.
That's a bit of a haul.
Yeah. But apparently, those are going to be the names that come up. But here's what they say. Giving up any of those three would hurt, but it's Martez the team should think long and hard about moving. The 21-year-old has legitimate ace upside. He's already gotten a taste of the big leagues this season, meaning he can emerge as a key contributor in the rotation sooner rather than later. Trading for one of those starters, only to watch Martez emerge as a better pitcher a year or two down the road, would be a tough pill to swallow.
Not if you won a World Series.
Yeah, not if I'm crying in my World Series trophy. I'll wish him all the best. So, what about snakes in a restaurant?
I'm against that, too.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Do you guys have a Hey Man Bleep That this week or no?
I can come up with something.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll figure something out.
We should have saved the plane potty thing for it. That would have been perfect.
That probably would have been a good idea.
But, yeah.
You know, I thought it was an interesting story. As usual, I didn't think about, hey, man, bleep that.
That's okay.
So
I gave you a warning here with one right near the end.
Yep, I've still got plenty of stories. One of them I'm sure I can turn into something like that. All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. And as the seasons change, you want to spend more time outdoors. You want to be out on your patio or your pool deck, but if that's grayed out or faded, it's not as nice to be out there. That's where Allied comes in. They can get you that carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. It's trowel, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help save you money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment here. And we do have, well, I have a pretty good Hey Man Bleep That. John, do you have one? You good?
Yeah, I have one.
All right. Well, let's do that. Let's do Hey Man Bleep That. We'll let John lead it off today.
All right, so we were at Target over the weekend, and we were just buying some couple of things. But this guy that approaches us, and I was picking out a couple of things, and I thought that he kind of gave me a look, more like kind of a nod, like whatever I picked out that looked kind of nice. It was a shirt, and I didn't think much of it, and I turn around, walk away, and this guy comes back and comes to us and says, "Hey, I have this. I have something I got to show you," and it's always weird when somebody does that. And he smelled so bad.
Did he pull out his thing?
No, he didn't. But he started to show us this video that, you know, he said, "Oh man, if people would watch this, I would go viral." And his phone wasn't loading, and we kind of like gently walked away and said, "Hey, we got to go." But it was just very strange. The whole, like, how do you approach somebody in public like that and like? It felt a little weird and dangerous. If it was out in the parking lot, I would have probably kneed him the nuts or punched him in the face or something. Because it was very, very strange. Because the guy was bigger than me, not heavier, but he was taller than me. But and he
most people are
yeah. He seemed a little off. So people that approach other people in public like that, I say, hey man, fuck that.
You know what your getaway from that is?
What?
Start kind of moving your legs and holding your stomach, saying, I'm sorry, I really have to go to the bathroom right now. Honey, can you go check us out real quick?
See, Teresa's brother was with us too, and he pretended he got a phone call and walked away. And we were just standing there like,
So he totally Richard moved.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we were kind of like, well, his phone wasn't loading. So we were kind of like, hey, sorry, we got to go.
You know what else works? Pretend you're deaf. I've done that before. Yeah, you kind of point at your ear and do fake hand signals.
It's just very strange. I don't know why somebody would approach other people like that in public just to kind of like show them something.
No, yeah, I'm against that.
Yeah. Well, and
like, just don't talk to strangers in public. People don't want to talk to you.
Well, and even when people are like, come up and say, oh, I'm trying to raise money for this, I'm like,
oh, yeah, that's it.
Guys, sorry. You know, I go through channels on that stuff. All right, Hoffman, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. I am one of the things, many things I'm against. I'm against cancer, you know that. I am against animal cruelty.
Okay, I'm fine with those.
I'm also against sex offenders.
Yeah, that one too.
And the Supreme Court struck down a law that bars convicted sex offenders from social media. And I'm not sure why. The justices ruled unanimously in favor of North Carolina resident Lester Packingham Jr. His Facebook boast about beating a traffic ticket led to his conviction for violating a 2008 law at keeping sex offenders off those types of sites, which
right.
I think is a good idea. Like, don't if you've been arrested and convicted of child sex offenses, you shouldn't be on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that,
well,
or Instagram.
I would say there needs to be a better delineation between sex offenders, between the 17-year-old kid that had sex with a 16-year-old girlfriend, I don't think is the same as a guy who was diddling 12-year-olds.
Well, he had been indicted for the statutory rape of a 13-year-old.
Okay, that's bad.
Shouldn't be on Facebook. But, yeah, they decided that the law is only in North Carolina and Louisiana, and I think it should be everywhere. And the Louisiana law applies only to, like you're saying, people convicted of sex crimes with children.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I don't really want general rapists on there either, though.
Yeah, I feel it's one of those things.
I think you have to be careful when you just say sex offender, because I think everybody gets lumped into one thing, and I do think they're not all created equally. Jared from Subway, bad one. Like I said, 17-year-old kid who gets caught with a 16-year-old girlfriend because the parents happen to come home. I don't think that guy's in the same boat by any stretch. Just right. Me.
Well, to child molesters on Facebook, I say,
hey, man, that.
Yeah.
Well, we all, I think at one time or another, have thought the NCAA was kind of overbearing. Like, I still think the Dez Bryant thing, when he got suspended because he didn't tell him the truth, was ridiculous. Well, did you see the story about the Central Florida kicker? Donald De La Haye. He's created this really popular YouTube channel. It's got 70,000 subscribers. And as a result of that, he started generating some revenue from the site.
Yeah.
And what he does, he sends the money back to his family in Costa Rica, which is struggling financially. Well, this past week, UCF's compliance department informed him that if he continues to accept money from the YouTube channel, he'd risk being declared ineligible by the NCAA. He basically, you know what he said to the NCAA? Bleep you, I'm going to keep doing the channel. If you want to get rid of me, get rid of me. And he decided he's going to continue making my videos, going to upload regularly to this channel. I'm not demonetizing, I refuse to, so it's out of my hands now. So here's a kid who's doing what we all should do in America, create something that makes money to take care of his family. He might not be able to play football anymore. Now he's a kicker, so it doesn't, you know,
yeah.
Who cares? But if the NCAA bones this kid and sat on their hands on the Baylor thing, how messed up is that? So if that happens to you, NCAA, I say, hey, man, fuck that. Yeah.
All right.
It's going to wrap it up. All righty. Great job today, Jong Lee. Great job today, AJ Hoffman.
Thank you.
I didn't completely suck. We'll do it again tomorrow with a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.